So the first night you have to eat the kezayit in the sukkah, even if it's raining. Even in the sad because of the rain, it's the sad part of the sukkah. The Ramah holds like the place came. The first night, even in the star is fine. We learned it out from Pesach to eat in the sukkah. It's Kiddush. It's a beautiful thing. And the many, the daily we show you at home, that's the right, that you know, the day of Shavuot, but still, the day of Shavuot is just like you don't have to eat matzo, for example. It's just like in Pesach, eat the mitzvah of Pesach, which is the matzo, and the tezvot of Nisan, so too, the tezvot of Tishrei, in the kind mitzvah sukkah, with the diet of bread. So, since the mitzvah is sukkah, then you're potter when it's raining. But, what's the ma'isa? The ma'isa is, since the subject of ma'isa, so, in such a situation, one would be matmeh to eat a kezayis in the sukkah while it's raining, but we're not going to make a bracha as yeshiva sukkah, since there is a machlik. More than that, it says that what you can bring, and one should try to wait till that tzoris at night, maybe the rain will stop. Now, you shouldn't just jump into the sukkah and start eating when it's raining. Because if you wait later, they'll be able to make a problem. You get to the Kuliyam, the little kids, and the Namachashi, and that's where to keep them up, and they go to sleep, see them at home. The Shabbat brings dough, the other friend says, not to have to wait so long, it's an attack if I have to wait so late. It says to wait an hour or 2 hours. Shabbat is not really so much for you, but it depends on the situation. Everyone's excited to wait till the sukkah, to eat in the sukkah the first night, so the Chafir waits, I'll tell you. Everyone's jumping on heads and dying. Then eat at home earlier or even eat the kezayit in the sukkah. So the kiddush should be made in the sukkah. So it's an interesting thing. The kiddush should be an eitzah, such a situation. It's raining. So right now, start the food at home. And then, go to the field. And when it stops raining, go out to the sukkah and eat the kezayit in the sukkah. Okay. So that's the easiest way. Make the kids happy. Make kiddush at home. You have to make Kiddush, yes. Make Kiddush at home.
You have to make again.
What?
You have to make Kiddush.
Kiddush you don't have to make again. So Kiddush on the Yontif. So the prayer of the Nathan that does it soon right away at home. And afterwards, when it stops raining, he thinks that's in the sukkah. But you get into a problem, right? Because you make Kiddush, you have to make a Shafi on. Make a Shafi on, even if you're eating at home. You make Shafi on the day. So you come to the sukkah, and then you have to make it. Into a problem, you should have to make another Shafi on the sukkah. So we say that you have to make another time. Ain't nothing to have the prophet. Therefore, it's better to make Kiddush in the sukkah. It's like basically that even if it's raining now, you should make Kiddush in the sukkah while it's raining. Make a Shafi on in the sukkah. Now here's the Kiddush. You're saying, what do you gain? Well, the only reason why we're saying that you should start in the sukkah is so you shouldn't have to say two Shafi on. If you start it, how many one Shafi on and how many other Shafi on the sukkah? We said before, the machlek is to be b'chal in the time of the sukkah when you are eating a remaining sukkah the first night. The shefi yonu on the sukkah. The suffix is here. And again, the bigger suffix is suffix is here to the shefi yonu on the sukkah. And afterwards, it makes things more complicated. Now we have to know why, more reasons. So we have to thank our Kodesh Baruch Hu every year it doesn't rain. For this kind of complication. So the bottom line is, it's an interesting thing. On Saturday, then you can make a shefi yonu. And the sukkah, even when you build it, as long as you're involved in the sukkah. Since you're sitting in the sukkah, even according to the opinion that you're not yet, as long as you're in the sukkah, the shechion works with it. So the bottom line is, it's raining, and you want to start eating, make kiddush in the sukkah with the shechion, and eat the kezayis in the sukkah. So the rest of the sukkah, eat at home. If it stops raining in the middle of the meal, then go back into the sukkah and eat your kezayis, or a little more than a beta. You finish the meal, then, and stops raining, then you should go in and wash again. And if you may bear the muscle. So, even though you ate your first kezayis in the sukkah, since the opinion that you weren't judged for the first time, if you're still up, then you. So that's the bottom line of that. If it's raining, so you have two options. Either waiting for it to push up the meal till it stops raining, if you can do that. If it's too complicated to do that, then you can stop the sukkah and make a kiddush and eat the first kezayis in the sukkah. Make a shefi yonu on the kiddush. Then I make a relation to the sukkah. And whenever it stops raining, go back into the sukkah. If it's the meal, you go back into the meal. After the meal, and you're still up, then make sure that enough room for us to have a great event.